T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because a guy that loves to hear from the fans of the city and takes inspiration from them is Philadelphia Eagles Brandon Graham. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning.
All right, Brandon, let's start with this, because we're all still suffering from Sunday. How long does it take you to get over a tough loss?
Well, right now I'm over it because I'm on to the Giants. So, but it takes me like a day or two. And
it
then,
does.
You know, I think about the opportunity that's in front of us still. And, you know, you keep going to work. You get back to the drawing board.
All right. I need you, because this is a very big physical challenge, playing 4 days after you just play. How do you feel physically right now? Does anything hurt?
Honestly, I feel good. You know, the first day was a little rough.
Yeah.
Even yesterday, you know, it got better. But today, you know, like Coach said, you start to feel good. And I've been through Thursdays already, you know, around Wednesday, Thursday. You start to feel like you got your body back, and then now you're playing in the game, and I'm ready.
All right, listen to me. This is the most important question I'm going to ask you all year, Brandon. You're 32 years old, and you are incredibly resilient. Somehow you manage to get on that field every week. How are you remaining healthy during a time when so many of your teammates are not?
Well, you know, I try to feed the young boys and let everybody know, you know, you got to have a regimen. You know, I looked at Malcolm Jenkins, you know, you see him every day, work hard on the field. You know, I seen T. Cole same way, you know, working hard on the field, but they had a regimen. They get in the cold tub, the hot tub, they get the massages, the acupunctures, whatever you need to get your body feeling good for practice and for the game. You know, you try to create a regimen for yourself. And so far, so good. I haven't strayed away from mine, man, because like you said, it's just all about trying to take care of your body, but stuff happens in the game that you can't control, and you know some people just been getting the bad luck of the draw on the injuries.
All right, I'm not the coach or involved at the Eagles, but I propose that the Brandon Graham regimen be used by everyone on the team.
Hey, trust me, I push it on a lot of the young boys, especially when they ain't got no choice. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I want you to be great. You know, you got here for a reason. And so you got to maximize everything you can. Not saying it's going to be perfect, but at least, you know, take care of yourself because that's your money maker.
All right, Brandon, the coach was talking yesterday how now, right now, more than ever, because there are so many injured players, he's leaning on Wentz, Kelce, McLeod, and Brandon Graham, that the veteran players that are still healthy, he's leaning on a lot. How can you help with so many young guys? Do you literally give them advice on what to do when you're facing, let's say you're facing a tackle, right, in practice? Do you tell him, you know, what he needs to do in a specific play?
Well, you know, we got a lot of smart guys. You know, we be in those meeting rooms. We talk with amongst each other on the plan. But, you know, we all grown men out there. We got to know what we're doing. And I think we got a good group of guys that really know what they're doing. You know, mistakes happen in the game. Of course, it's not going to be perfect, but I think that's far from it. I think a lot of guys do good in the classroom and put it out there on the field. But it's all about, for me, like you said, with all the starters that still and the leaders of this team, we have to play at a high level so that the guys can follow. And so I go out there and I try to be the engine starter on defense. And, you know, obviously Wentz want to be the engine starter on offense. And then that sense of belief start to creep in even more and even more, you know, that confidence. And that's all we really want is just guys playing and doing their spot. I mean, doing what they're supposed to do on that particular play.
All right, Brandon, You saw what happened with Calais Campbell on Sunday. He was really running amok over there. And here's what I need to understand. When you are there, you're a veteran player, and you're facing a rookie who's trying to block you versus a guy who's been around a while. Do you have a different mentality? Is your strategy different? Are you showing them different moves, testing them? Tell me what it's like when the rookie is the guy who's blocking you.
Well, you know, when you got a rookie, you start to think you don't have to do too many moves because he a rookie. You know, he don't know you, but he will know you. Like, that's a little confidence boost when you're going against a rookie. Then, you know, when you're going against a vet, a seasoned vet, you know you got to come with your best stuff. So, you know, it is a different mentality, but, you know, you try to take the same approach. I respect both players, but, you know, it is a different mindset as far as, you know, how many moves I would use. And sometimes you keep it simple with rookies more than you would with a veteran player.
Do you talk to them?
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, because you're such a good talker. Right, so if it's a rookie, maybe you'll try to get inside his head a little bit?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to talk. If you talk back to me, oh, yeah, I'm going to go out there and show it, too. You know, that's my whole thing. I ain't going to talk about it. I'm just going to be – I'm going to do both. I'm going to talk and be about it. And that's what I let him know out there.
So it's probably a good idea for him not to talk to you because that's going to fire you up even more?
Oh, you know, it's going to fire me up. But, you know, not saying that you're going to always win that battle, too. You know, he's going to have a little fire in him. Right. He might awaken a little bit of the beast, you know, that he got on the inside of him. But sometimes, you know, it might cost him to make a mistake in the game because now they're so worried about me, trying to get me.
Brandon, there was that viral video of you going after somebody on the other team, and Fletcher was kind of laughing until he finally told you it was
the
time.
The 49ers?
To... Yes.
Yeah, the 49ers. Yeah. Fletch was, you know, Fletch my guy. You know, he already know what I'm about to do. He already know everything. But, you know, it was good. I let Fletch have his moment on his mic'd up.
But this is a head game you're playing, right, Brandon? You're trying to get inside the head.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm doing backgrounds. You know, I'm trying to see where I can hit him a little bit. Not nothing personal like crazy, but, you know,
right.
If you know something, you'll have some fun with him. You know, especially if y'all met each other through passing. So, you know, it's all fun. I'm trying to enjoy all I can while I'm still playing.
Wow, you're playing great. You really are. I want to ask you about Travis Fulgham because you're on that practice field with him. We're all amazed at what we're watching. Does he look like that at practice too, Brandon?
Oh yeah, and he's a good dude. You know, that's what makes it fun because he's a good dude, somebody you can root for, and somebody's gonna go hard for himself. You know, I'm like, you know, he's out there. I know he got a lot of pride about him because of how he carry himself and you know what he do on that field. I'm excited for him. You know, a guy like Boston Scott, you know, I talk to all the time, encourage, Dree Ward, all them boys that, you know, that got that fire and that hunger in them and got an opportunity right now. I'm starting to see them, you know, take on the regimen. And, you know, it's just a proud moment when you start to see them guys, you know, really, you know, taking it upon themselves to be a great pro.
Everybody understands a division is in a down year, to say it mildly. But your next three are division games. Do you look at this and you go, all right, this is time for redemption. This is where we turn the season around. Is that the way you look at it?
Hey, we can do exactly what we want to do. We got a good position that we're in right now, but we got to go out there and prove it. You know what I'm saying? We can't just talk about it. So, you know, yeah, we got three divisional opponents, and that's the goal is to win the NFC East. Now let's go do something about it. And the Giants in the way this weekend on Thursday, and, you know, I'll see you there.
All right, what was it like to finally have a few fans back at the link on Sunday?
Man, it felt good.
Yeah,
felt like old times, but not as loud. But it's still cool to have, you know, people in. You still get to see and interact as far as, you know, from afar. You know, with the fans, you know, getting them pumped up before the play on third down. It's a lot of stuff that we was missing out there that I was happy to have back. So. We're going to keep it going. Hopefully we get this thing under control and just get rocking, get the link rocking again.
All right. And, but at the half, it was 17 out there. You got booed. Was that okay? Or did that upset you?
No, that was okay. I appreciated it because, you know, we snapped out of it, but you know, we came up short, of course, but you know, that's part of it. That's what we knew. And some of the new guys, didn't understand at first, but now they know. So that was a cool thing for them to get that experience. But I'm telling you, It's going to be rocking on Thursday against those Giants.
Brandon, as always, it's great to have the opportunity to talk to you. Have a great game tomorrow night. Bye.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Yep. Brandon Graham with some interesting insights, Al, into what's going on. I'm always fascinated by when they talk.
Oh, that, I showed you the video.
There's a lot of that in hockey, right? I know Jonesy has told
us. Jonesy was brilliant at it.
Right? You really try to get the guy too stirred up so he starts making dumb mistakes, right?
What was funny about
the psychological game.
The Brandon one, what was funny about it was he kept running his mouth, and Fletcher was like, hey. And then he screams, hey. And Brandon turns around, yeah, I'm good. It's all no problem. It's all fine.
Yeah. I like that aspect of it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.